Welcome to the Dr. Dobbs Journal podcast. I'm your host, Mike Riley. In this podcast, I had the pleasure of talking to Dan Roberts, Director of Marketing with Sun Microsystems, about the latest developments in Java-based interactive development environments. In the first part of this two-part interview, Dan discusses Project Matisse, Eclipse migration, distributed team collaboration, and more.
We have a whole new host of Java development tools, as well as native development tools, but we'll keep it with Java for now, around kind of releases that enable developers to more easily get their jobs done, whether it's in the space of Ajax-enabled web clients or in rich desktop clients or even on server-side programming. So as you kind of go through the list of projects that Sun works on from a development standpoint, all of our tools are based on NetBeans. We work very hard within the NetBeans community to continue to grow and foster that community. And within that community, we've brought a lot of new innovation, particularly around the rich client development area with something called Project Matisse, which is a development tool that allows you to build a swing-based rich client using a new layout manager in the Java platform called Group Layout. And one of the big headaches for swing developers in the past has been dealing with the various layout managers and having to understand positioning and everything within that. Grid bag layout was probably the best and most well known for developers that have been dealing with Swing. But group layout provides a much more advanced way of dealing and viewing layout in enabling developers to deal with the relationships between components and where, how they align with the frames and edges of your application, and how you can rapidly build these by providing a toolable API that allows you to quickly build a drag-and-drop tool like Matisse. So innovative, in fact, that the Genuatech folks that build the My Eclipse plugin have partnered with us to bring that functionality over to even the Matisse crowd who've been desperately searching for an easier experience in building GUIs.
We may have some listeners listening to the podcast right now saying to themselves, well, this is all good, but my shop is already an Eclipse shop. We've been working with Eclipse for some time now. What is compelling about the Sun tools that would make an Eclipse diehard reconsider and possibly migrate to Sun? As well as, is there any plans to have some sort of import-export feature for those coming from and going to Eclipse?
Well, I'm actually glad you asked that second part of the question because there is today already one. The way we actually do projects within our NetBeans-based tools is everything's based on a very standard format, ANT. Most folks today use ANT for their build scripts. And the way we do projects, unlike a lot of the other proprietary IDEs of the past, is we're not storing stuff in some sort of metadata information about your project that then needs to be munched by an IDE and can only be understood by your IDE. What we do is build a very basic ANT script and store any sort of project settings like compilers or build directories, basic information, all within just your ANT script. And so if you're looking at importing existing source code, we have very simple ways of using Eclipse projects that have existing ANT scripts and just import them based on the ANT script that you already have, and it sets up all your project infrastructure based on that ANT script. We have and have done a lot of work testing and refining our tools and our import functionality to ensure that anyone who has applications that have been written in Eclipse, the ability to import is very easy. We actually have a site on the NetBeans.org community, which is our switch site. It's NetBeans.org/switch, which enables developers to kind of understand how you go through the process of migrating from Eclipse or some of the other development environments out there to NetBeans, and provides them resources, both documentation as well as tools, to work through that migration. The first part of your question, though, is related to the compelling features that would drive a developer to take a look at NetBeans or any one of the other Sun tools which are based on NetBeans. And that really depends on what a particular developer or development shop is doing. If you're looking at rich client development, we believe Matisse is really the leading edge for GUI development today using Java or standard technologies. If you're looking at rapidly building out web applications, if you're looking at kind of getting started with Ajax and you don't really understand all the complexity of some of the backends of Ajax, but you really need to start adding that functionality into your applications to create a more compelling user experience for your customers and differentiate yourself from your business competitors, then something like Java Studio Creator provides an awesome entree into that world, allowing you to rapidly build out web applications, reuse existing services, whether they be EJBs, web services, direct database linkages, even basic Java APIs enabled through POJOs, plain old Java objects. You can really get to your services, rapidly create new business front ends, and deploy it to anything from a portlet or portal server environment to your standard web server, app server environment. So really providing a great way to rapidly build out those web applications. And then on the enterprise front, we have a product, Java Studio Enterprise, which provides a whole host of kind of compelling features for enterprises who want to do everything from reverse engineer existing code with a set of modeling tools that will allow you to easily and quickly model the existing applications you've got, to starting from a model from scratch and building out an application. The modeling tools that we have in Enterprise provide some significant differentiators around things like reverse engineering, two-way editing. You edit the model, source changes, you edit the source, the model automatically updates, and that all happens on the fly. We don't use any sort of like repository off on the side or metadata information that we intersperse into your Java code affecting the readability. We really provide a nice interface for developers so they can take an existing bunch of source that they don't understand that they now have to maintain and reverse engineer it and view it. Or a developer that needs to iterate through a project where they may have modeled something, generated some code, another developer may look at it, modify the code, and the model can then be regenerated very easily. So really providing a lot of features around modeling. Another area that we do in the enterprise front is collaboration. And this is something that's fairly unique and was first kind of brought to the industry through Java Studio Enterprise, where we actually enable two developers who may be on different floors and different cubes or on different parts of the world as we're all looking at more globally distributed development teams. We enable developers to communicate through the context of their IDE. Classic instant messaging is available, but it's not just instant messaging in the sense of an AIM tool or a Yahoo instant messaging tool or an IRC chat channel. It enables you to paste in code and get the same level of syntax highlighting and code formatting, so you can share snippets of code back and forth with other developers, but you can also share entire repositories and directories and collaboratively develop on that code. So I, as a developer, can open a connection with you. We can start working on some source code together. I can see your source code, potentially help you with some changes or problems that you're having. You can help me with some issues I'm having, maybe if I'm using an API of yours that you wrote. And we can actually collaboratively develop, seeing each other's code, making changes all over a secure channel.
Now, is that collaborative environment sort of a peer-to-peer connection, or is it more like a centralized server that allows for some sort of access control?
There is a centralized server component, which is part of this. So you can communicate really kind of from a seamless standpoint from a peer-to-peer situation. So as myself as a developer, if I have you on my list of contacts, I just see you, you see me, we open a channel, and we communicate. But from an infrastructure standpoint, we set up a secure server, which may be inside your firewall, such that you know any communication is protected and understood, or outside your firewall if you want it to be open if you're in an open source project. And you're able to communicate and collaborate through a secure channel and environment that provides auditing and tracking of what's going on.
Sounds very cool. Now, is the collaboration module or the protocol that you're using, is that based on open standards that other IDEs could potentially work with?
It is actually based on an open protocol, so you could easily add in other clients if you wanted to speak to it. It uses the Jabber protocol, so there are some other tools out there which can communicate with that. You may not see the same level of, obviously, source code formatting in another tool, or the ability to kind of understand and share source files in the same fashion, because you then wouldn't have an IDE on the other end communicating. But from a kind of pure chat mode, yeah, you could absolutely communicate with it even outside of the NetBeans-based IDE tools.
For more information about Sun's developer tools and technologies, visit their website at developers.sun.com. For more information about this and other Dr. Dobbs Journal podcasts, visit www.ddj.com/mediacenter/. For Dr. Dobbs Journal, I'm Mike Riley.